Sheridan author Tom McIntyre has a new book out called The Snow Leopard's Tale. It's a story that takes place on a high Tibetan plateau and is written from the point of view of a snow leopard named Zhu Bao. McIntyre describes it as more of a fable than a novel.
It's a book about what the meaning of the human condition is in relationship to nature. And, you know, it's an attempt to try to understand the world through the eyes of a natural creature. And that natural creature is Zhu Bao.
And he, of course, is a snow leopard. How did you come up with the idea for this story?
Well, that's interesting. There's a rather famous picture of an Afghan girl, and this was maybe 20, 25 years ago, that was on the cover of National Geographic. And I think a lot of people remember that picture because she was very striking green eyes. And on top of that, she had this sort of, the sort of feral look to her. There was something about her that was still very sort of wild. She looked startled in some ways. And that image just always sort of stuck with me in my head. And I really didn't have any place to go with it until I actually went up onto the, what is technically the Tibetan Qinghai Plateau. And it occurred to me that this could be turned into something about a creature who was faced with a pilgrimage, who was in being pursued. So there was a chase involved in it. And for a hunting animal, it also involved the chase of the hunt and all those sort of aspects that came together in the story.
Now, your main character, I don't want to give too much away for readers, but your main character, Zhu Bao, begins the story as a snow leopard and then ends up turning into a human being. What's going on there?
I think you may have me on that one. There's a lot of books where humans are transformed into animals and they bring their human perspective to the animal world. And I wanted to, it occurred to me that I wasn't really aware of too many other stories in which the animal perspective was brought into the human world. And I tried to imagine the way an animal would view our world if it came into it. And I think the only way I could think of to do that was to transform the snow leopard by changing his outward appearance and letting him have to confront the all of the strange strangenesses and the curiosities and the inexplicable aspects of our human nature, which to him would be extremely foreign. And I wanted to see really for myself how he would react to those things.
How did you sort of get into the mind of a snow leopard? I mean, did you end up doing research into animal psychology, or is this basically just your imagination of what this might be like?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, I've done some research on the snow leopard, which is not very easy because they're a very secretive animal. It's not a whole lot really known about them. And obviously, what snow leopards are thinking is not something I can tell you. But what I took, I think, as my grounds, my basis for it was that I saw the snow leopard as a hunter. And what I do is I'm as you may know, I'm an outdoor writer, write for Field and Stream, Sports Afield, and other magazines, have done so for many, many years, and have hunted quite extensively. I went on the assumption that the nature of hunters, animal or human, are essentially, well, if not the same, very, very similar.
What's the message you're trying to send with this book? What do you hope your readers will take away from it?
Well, I don't really have a message. I don't really have a fortune cookie at the end of the book. I was more interested in creating a mystery than in providing an answer. I was more interested in raising questions in the reader's mind than giving him a thesis and a conclusion. I have always liked reading books that left me with that sort of feeling. I always found it more satisfactory than having it revealed that the butler did it, if you know what I mean, having a very straightforward conclusion.
Tom McIntyre, author of The Snow Leopard's Tale, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you talking to me.